teaching his daughter how to ride. Tomorrow, I will run behind, arms out to catch her. She'll tilt and balance wide within my reach, till distance makes her small, smaller beyond the place I stop, and know that to teach her, I had to follow. And when she learned, I had to let her go. It comes to us now to let go. You've held me up as I learned to balance, and it comes to us now to let go. Although I will be around until the end of the church year, today is the last time that I take this pulpit to lead the service and to preach the sermon. I came to this church 2 years ago as a seminary student, and I leave it as a minister. It is thanks to everyone here and to many more not here today that this is so. So today I wanted to share a little of what has happened with me over the past 2 years in the formation of my ministry, the things I have learned in my time here, and how I came to know them. Much as I hate to spoil any secrets of the profession, much of ministry springs not from seminary education, but from intention. We all have the tools to care and to comfort those in times of sorrow. It comes naturally to us to join in times of celebration. It takes no special training to question together and to join each other on the journey. Oh, there are certain skills that one learns in theological school, like sermon writing or scriptural studies or church history. Like any profession, we have our own inscrutable language of hermeneutics and eschatology and exegesis, things you should never say from the pulpit. But more than anything, what ministry needs in order to become ministry is an environment in which to grow. As Steve says, the way you become a minister is to be a minister. And this is the environment, the opportunity that you have provided to me. The learning has come from teaching, from the things people have shared and suggested. It has come through observation of strong leadership, both professional and within the congregation. It has come from trying and practicing, and it has come from making mistakes. It has come in many guises and sometimes in ways least expected. Much of what I have learned in my time with this congregation will come as no surprise to you after 16 years with Steve, because you will see his philosophy woven strong here. Not that I have no philosophy or brain of my own, but the man makes sense. And both theologically and philosophically, we agree to a sometimes disconcerting degree. One of the lessons that comes strongest for me is that a minister is Unitarian Universalism that revelation is not given and sealed for all time. We are here to work out our own answers in the context in which they arise and which the tools that we have available. And the job of ministry is to work right along by your side. At Emily's ordination last week, the metaphor of dancing was applied to ministry. And in that light, ministers are your dance partners. Sometimes we lead, sometimes we follow, sometimes we know the steps, and sometimes we lose the beat and step on your toes. And sometimes we just need to sit one out. When to sit one out has been another of the great things that I have learned in the last 2 years, though I admit it is something I have not fully learned and possibly never will. Sometimes ministers need to sit one out because their feet hurt, but sometimes it is because it is just not our dance. It has nothing to do with how much a minister cares about an issue. It has everything to do with how a minister cares about the congregation. It has to do with respecting all the leadership and knowing that they are as capable in their sphere as you are in yours. It has to do with remembering that it is your church. It has everything to do with caring about the community. And therein lies the third great lesson: knowing what really matters. Let's just take the discipline of sermon writing, for example. In preaching class, we study the intricacies of structure and form. We practice delivery and intonation. We even learn not to wear big earrings so as not to distract the eye. But the practical reality of sermon writing is that it's far more important to understand to whom you are speaking from the pulpit. The practical reality of sermon writing is that it is far more important to bring yourself into the pulpit. And the bottom line is that it is more important to make a connection than to deliver a crafted exposition displaying your erudition. And this is the wider lesson. It is always the connection that really matters. These are some of the lessons that I have learned of the craft of ministry. But more important, I think, is to learn, more than the work itself, to learn the self. None of these lessons learned will make for a successful ministry if I do not know myself as a minister. And there have been a few surprises there. Some have been small, like my struggle with newsletter deadlines. I consider myself to be a pretty organized person, but for some reason, monthly newsletter deadlines have completely been beyond my capability. The first time I had the sermon description in before the newsletter deadline was this past month. After it had been decided that we would no longer publish sermons. Into, and that is love. How advice given to all budding ministers, but easier said than done. I know now that I can and do. I love you, not because we know each other intimately, for in 2 years we have only begun to scratch the surface. I love you not because I have never had a moment when I felt like banging my head against the wall. I love you not so that you will return that love. I love you instead as the beloved community because you are. And I love ministry because it allows me to be among you and to do work that I consider important, work that I feel called to, and work that I can be good at. These past 2 years have been a time of getting to know each other, and for me, they have been a wonderful time. I have thoroughly enjoyed getting to know each of you at least a little bit, and I am very, very grateful for the opportunities that you have given me here to learn, to grow, to challenge myself, to become a minister. No one gets to ministry alone. You all share in that becoming, but I have to say a special thank you to Steve, whose example and guidance have been invaluable. Funny as it may sound, I have to acknowledge that the greatest gift he gave me was to leave me alone. His going on sabbatical was a great vote of confidence that I could do this work. Similar thanks are owing to all of the staff for not only guiding me, but befriending me. Barb, Carol, and Chris all have been mentors. I could wax both poetic and sentimental, because they are each of them an extraordinary gift to this church. Together, they are an exceptional team, and I will miss working with them. I also want to thank my teaching parish committee, and I'd like to ask each of them to come up for a moment so that I can say thank you. Steve Ledoux, who is the chairman of the committee. Kim Steele. And Doug Pilgrim was the fifth member of our committee, but Doug couldn't be here today. So thank you to all of you.
Not my lunch. We'd like to present to you, Jackie, for going away here, as a token of our honor, esteem, joy, love that we have working with you, working our way.
everyone on the committee
to work with you, and we wish you all the very best in your journeys.
And I would like to say at coffee hour, there's a special cake, two cakes actually.
One carrot, one chocolate.
And coffee. So please come by and make sure you have some coffee as we celebrate here.
And I want to let you know that my husband designed the border around the cakes, and you should take special note of it.
Listen to Mike Dural, the financial consultant who visited with us in the fall, but trust your own vision as well. Do not set the building alarm while the youth group is still in the building. Never forget that what you are about is a covenantal community, as a liberal religious voice, as a welcoming community. This is a wonderful, lively, engaged, and healthy community. Cherish it. Nourish it, celebrate it, share it. And finally, be good to your minister. It is not easy to make another. And now Steve would like to share a few words as well.
Well, there's one thing I don't leave disappointed is it is equal time. It's certainly been spoken to very well. I just want to say first to the congregation, thinking back last Sunday afternoon to Emily's ordination and now to the wonderful words, thoughts that Jackie has shared with us here, that I'm very grateful for the role we've played over the past 2 years and back over the past 4 years in bringing persons into the Unitarian Universalist ministry. I can't think of a better place to prepare for that than among you here. Just I cannot think of a better place I would have spent the last 16 years being a minister than with this congregation and all the changes in the journey that we have been on. So all let me just add my thanks to you, and of course my thanks to Jackie for all she's given us over the past 2 years, particularly those 3 months that I was on sabbatical. I think our relationship was one that went from me as a supervisor, now although I stayed in that position all for those over the past 2 years, a great quickly moved from a supervisor-supervisee relationship to one that I felt really was a working together of colleagues in a shared ministry. And I was very delighted and very happy that it took that course. So thank yourselves, as Jackie has, for being such a wonderful congregation and preparing for ministry. That's about as much as I feel I need to say, other than have a good time in Blackman. They're a great group up there. It was hard for me to believe it was 20 years ago this summer that I left the Blackman congregation after my first 5 years in ministry. They're a great group.